On today's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston recounts two different interpretations of our times today from two different people who claim an inside track on what God is trying to tell us.
This will be controversial. A friend attended a presentation by a Christian speaker a couple of weeks ago and told me that the speaker used details from the Old Testament book of Isaiah to suggest that 9/11 was a warning sent by God for us to essentially straighten up. The speaker cited details of 9/11 and the rebuilding of the New York site, from the type of stone used to the species of trees planted. All this, the speaker said, had been foretold in Isaiah. Furthermore, we've been given a gift directly from God to lead us out of these turbulent times. That person is our president. Per the book of Isaiah, the angels would trumpet his arrival, the speaker said. And it's no coincidence our president's name is Trump. Per the speaker, Trump is a gift directly from God. I offered a different interpretation. Mine came from a podcast interview of a Franciscan priest, and oddly, much of his content also came from the book of Isaiah. The word Lucifer, he said, means carrier of light. And throughout history, Lucifers, they appear in times of vulnerability, claim to be the only ones who can solve the problems of our times. With what's called messianic certainty, these Lucifers, with huge personalities and overflowing charisma, proclaim to be the only ones who can carry the light to the people. They proclaim to be our saviors. Hitler was one. He called himself a genius and a great man. In his speeches and writings, he implied that he alone held the key to Germany's destiny, that he was chosen for it by above. Today it's known as the Führer principle. Never once did Hitler show humility, gratitude, or a sense of grace, which is associated with doing God's work. And we've heard similar statements here recently. I alone can fix it, Trump said, referring to the challenges at hand. And more recently, I am the chosen one. He too appears void of humility, gratitude, or a sense of grace. The Franciscan then talked about society being possessed. Not ancient possessions of people consumed by demons, but being possessed by Lucifer to agree, to fall in line, to shield him with excuses for what he says and what he does, to chant with the crowd, and to rail against and persecute those who disagree, who are outside the possession. Lucifer, the priest suggested, may be among us again. I think it's amazing that both the speaker and the priest use the same book of the Bible to claim to know what God is telling us, yet arrive at diametrically opposite conclusions. It's beautiful that they have differing opinions. It's horrifying their opinions are so far apart. So what do you think? Is our president a gift from God or a Lucifer? Me? I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app or find them on Facebook.